April 17th, 1914.
O Lord, O Almighty Master, Soul Reality, grant that no error, no obscurity, no fatal ignorance may creep into my heart and my thought. In action, the personality is the inevitable and indispensable intermediary of thy will and thy forces. The stronger, the more complex, powerful, individualized and conscious is the personality, the more powerfully and usefully can the instrument serve. But by reason of the very character of personality, it easily tends to be drawn into the fatal illusion of its separate existence and become, little by little, a screen between thee and that on which thou willest to act. Not at the beginning, in the manifestation, but in the transmission of the return. That is to say, instead of being, as a faithful servant, an intermediary who brings back to thee exactly what is thy due, the forces sent forth in reply to thy action, there is a tendency in the personality to want to keep for itself a part of the forces with the idea, "It is I who have done this or that, I who am thanked." Pernicious illusion, obscure falsehood, now you are discovered and unmasked. That is the maleficent canker corroding the fruit of the action, falsifying all its results. O Lord, O my sweet Master, Soul Reality, dispel this feeling of the I. I have now understood that so long as there will be a manifested universe, the I will remain necessary for thy manifestation, to dissolve, or even to diminish or weaken the I, is to deprive thee of the means of manifestation, in whole or part. But what must be radically and definitively suppressed is the illusory thought, the illusory feeling, the illusory sensation of the separate I. At no moment, in no circumstance, must we forget that our I has no reality outside thee. O my sweet Master, my divine Lord, tear out from my heart this illusion that thy servant may become pure and faithful, and faithfully and integrally bring back to thee all that is thy due. In silence, let me contemplate and understand this supreme ignorance and dispel it forever. Chase the shadow from my heart and let thy light reign in it, its uncontested sovereign.